This for my king. This for my queen. Red, black, green. Pyramid scheme. This for my king. This for my queen. Red, black, green. Pyramid scheme. Where you get your diamond from? Where you think it started from? Dog, why you think they put it on your money? Pyramid 500 feet tall. Black skin, black gold. Yellow diamond, I'm froze. Black kid, raise him up to be a king. Just one of my goals.
Thank you, you're far too kind. Homie, check this your boy, NEX, and this is the Next God Podcast. Of course, brought to you by 5DMG Media. Cute merch, cosmetics for ladies. They can take you from ashy to classy with the all-natural shea butter products.
Oh, snap!
Also, shout out to Global 14. Shout out to our partners over at Patreon. Also, my good friends over at K100 Radio, we got something special.
Oh, snap!
Today, we're going to take a look at a hot topic in pop culture right now and in the black community. We're going to take a look at Beyoncé's Super Bowl performance. Hold up. As you may or may not know, her performance at the Super Bowl and her new song, Formation, has been definitely looked at and criticized in a lot of different ways.
No shit.
And it's also been praised in a lot of different ways as well. But what we're going to be taking a look at in this podcast today is the criticism.
No shit.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at the criticism. Specifically, the criticism from the black community. More specifically, the quote-unquote conscious black community.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
They got all sorts of memes and shit to say about Beyoncé, bruh. Bruh. I go down my timeline. Beyoncé ain't this. Beyoncé ain't that. She should've did this. She should've did that. Well, this is what we're gonna do today. We're going to take a look at the top five reasons why the conscious community need to cut Beyoncé some slack. Yeah, I said it. The conscious pro-black fist in the air community need to cut Beyoncé some slack, bruh.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to say it in my serious voice. Yo, y'all need to cut Beyoncé some slack. Y'all ready? All right, give me number five. The number five reason why y'all need to cut Beyoncé some slack. This was her way of showing love and appreciation to the 50-year anniversary of the Black Panther Party movement.
No shit.
This was her way. This is how she decided to do it, all right? Now, the first thing everybody says is, hey, celebrities, they don't do this, they don't do that. Beyoncé, she never does anything for the Black Lives Matter cause. That's a lie. She just gave a couple million dollars the other day, all right?
Oh, snap!
Yo, but she don't never set good examples for the kids. Beyoncé, don't do this, don't do that. Yo, but then she puts on all black. She gets her dancers dressed up just like the same iconic Black Panther picture that I put on my Facebook and I tweeted out. Outfits almost exactly the same.
Oh, snap.
Only thing difference is she's the leader, so she did the gold joints across her chest, paying homage to Michael Jackson. Rest in peace. She goes out. She does this extremely pro-black song.
Oh, snap.
At the Super Bowl.
Oh,
like,
snap.
The biggest event in American culture right now. She does it at halftime at the Super Bowl. And y'all criticize her for that? Of all the things you could have criticized Beyoncé for, you waited till she whipped out afros and Black Panther stuff at the Super Bowl with millions of people watching. And this is when y'all decide to criticize Beyoncé.
Snap.
I'm ashamed of a lot of y'all.
Excuse me?
And as I go down this list, I'm going to let you know why I'm ashamed of a lot of y'all, too. Because y'all be on some bullshit. So what, she didn't do every single little thing that you would have wanted her to do? Were you going to help her write the song, bruh?
Oh, snap.
Was you gonna be shooting with her in the gym, bruh? You was gonna help her write the song? Do the choreography? It was too much booty shaking? It should have been more what? She should have called you and asked you, right? Unconscious motherfuckers is crazy sometimes, I swear. Ah, her hair. All the dancers had afro puffs. Why she didn't have an afro puff?
No shit.
Bitch, was you gonna go style her hair?
Oh, snap.
That takes me to my number four. What's my number four?
Four.
A hairstyle does not make you pro or anti-black.
Oh, snap.
One of the main things I see going up down my timeline is why she ain't had afro puffs. Like, afro puffs would have made the song okay, the whole performance okay. You would have liked Beyonce then if she would have had afro puffs. Like, you ain't never seen Beyonce wear afro puffs or some shit.
Oh, snap!
I don't get it. With the cornrow braids and shit in the video, that wasn't enough.
You need to have afro puffs like all the other singers.
She's the lead singer. She gotta have something different. She's a performer. You gotta understand. She's a fucking billionaire performer, right? She goes all over the world performing. She's a singer. She's not Barack Obama, right? She's a singer, bruh. She writes songs, bruh.
Snap.
Not a politician. She's not in the FR. She's not Farrakhan. She's none of that. Y'all ever heard Beyonce talk before?
Oh, snap.
Y'all really want her to be the leader of black? Of all
Excuse
black
me?
Things? All melanated people. We want Beyonce to lead us. Y'all crazy. This is her way of doing something for y'all. For us. But I know what y'all problem is.
No shit.
I know exactly what y'all problem is. And that brings me to my number three. What's my number three?
Three.
The third reason why y'all need to cut Beyonce some slack. Y'all need to stop looking to celebrities to set examples for y'all children.
Snap.
First thing people say is, she shouldn't do this. She should be more of a lady. She should do this, A, B, and C. She shouldn't dress that way. She shouldn't sing about her husband having intercourse with her.
Excuse
oh, my.
Me?
Her husband. Her having sex with her husband. Y'all niggas straight be banging Nicki Minaj, though. Like, yo, she want to fuck you, your friend, your uncle, all that. That's
Excuse
cool,
me?
Though, right?
Snap.
Black people, it is on you to raise your children. If you don't think Beyonce is putting out the correct visuals for your child to be looking at, then you shouldn't be allowing your child to look at it.
Snap.
But what you want me to do, cut all the TVs off? Yes. I want you to cut all the TVs off. I want you to sit with your child. I want you to talk to your child. I want you to read to your child. Yes, I do. I can't control everything. If
no
they
shit.
Go over their friend's house, they're going to see it. Why are you letting them go over your over friend's house and they have access to that?
Oh, snap!
If you have a child, it's your job to raise them. What they consume visually, mentally, spiritually, that's your job.
No shit.
You're a parent.